So basic is stillness and movement. And living at that level creates the space, but it also offers insight about the nature of nature, which we will get to and when we come back after the walking practice. So the walking practice, if that's what you choose to do, you have a choice between doing that or doing a few minutes of movement practice with me. But the walking practice is the same as last time. And if you're going to do the walking, you're going to stand, knowing you're standing, knowing it is stillness, turning as movement, stillness and standing again, then walking back the other way. After you've done it a few times, pausing to feel the stillness that you are choosing stillness. And when you choose it, something happens and you can feel what that feels like. It's not intellectual recognition so much as this felt sense. Okay, so for the movement, for those of you who want to do move, and you can leave any time, we're not going to be long. I'd like us to start feeling movement through senses. So we're going to do it through first the eyes. So close your eyes for a moment. And now open them. And you just notice that there is that when you experience an object in the visual field, what do? You don't have to be looking at the screen if that's too hard for you. You can look down, you can turn sideways to the screen. But what do you do when you encounter an object of seeing through the visual field? Is there not movement? Is seeing not movement? So, you're interested in how you relate to that. You may reach out and grab the object that's being seen, or you may have a habit of letting the object come to you. If I would have you learn to, at times, I would have you practice to let the objects come to you, and so that you can start to feel the difference when out of anxiety or out of stimulation, excitement, you're grabbing objects, you're moving to the objects, and there's a certain feeling with that versus whether it's a blue sky or a Japanese maple or a butterfly or something that seems threatening, a dog that's really upset. That just be interested in how you're relating to this movement, the use of movement in the visual field. So now close your eyes, please. So the what is happening in the visual field with the eyes closed? Something's being seen, maybe. Little sparks or little shimmerings. Or maybe nothing for you. If you're in a dark room in particular, it can seem like there's nothing. But notice that it's not moving from one object to another because of the lack of movement. There can be a little movement around, but not much. So the eyes, as an organ of perception, can be active or still. When the eyes are closed, are you still looking out them? Or are you more content to let it be a receiving feeling? In my experience, that receptive feeling with the eyes closed creates more opportunity for practice. But you may be quite different than I am. Okay, Open the eyes again. And now just one last thing. We'll rest the eyes this way anyway. So very gently, not as far as you can go at all, just move the eyes right and left. Soft-eyed, receptive eyes. So here we have intention of movement that's not based on looking at an object. We're doing movement for movement's sake and knowing what it feels like. Again, not as far to the right and left as you can go, just a little ways. And let that go. Close the eyes for a moment. Open the eyes back up. Eyes up, eyes down. Eyes up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. And close your eyes. There can be effort, maybe more effort than we need around movement in the visual field. Maybe we have old habits of clenching our jaw or getting grim about it. Or that movement can bring fear or uncertainty based on history. It's just movement. And open the eyes and then feel the eyes moving on the diagonal, upper left, lower right, upper left, lower right. Not as far as you can go, just enough to have the felt sense. Movement, movement, up and down at the diagonal, movement, movement. And close the eyes. And then do the movement from right hand upper to lower left. Movement, movement. Up, right, lower left. And pause. What's the felt sense of the organ for perception and the visual field? Can you feel the stillness? In that stillness, suddenly the breath can become predominant or something else. Last time opening the eyes, straight ahead and then up to the right, down to the left, up at 12 o'clock, if you're looking at a clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Briefly close, back up to 12, to the left at 9, down at 6, right to 3, and back up to 12. Doing this on your own a few times. Don't strain. Be soft, easy. And notice as you're doing this that what's in the visual field doesn't really matter very much right now. And close your eyes. So ordinarily, we're using our sense gates in relation to objects, but we don't have to. Our relationship to the sense gate can be strictly for knowing it. And open the eyes, and that will be... I want to do one more. Sorry. Bring your right hand up and start to extend it slightly. Arm up and down. Arm up and down. That movement can feel really sensitive. And now imagine you're moving through water. How what the mind imagines, what is what we project onto the experience, also affects this sensory experience. And now moving it right and left, just a small ways. And again, it's like you're going through water now, and there's some resistance. And so that you really feel the kind of push of this little small gesture. And pause. And then open and close the fist for a moment. And pause. Now the other hand up, the other arm extends up and down. Movement, movement. And pause. And back and forth through water. Movement. Movement without purpose is still movement. And it has a felt sense that in some ways may help us understand movement better when we are not so identified with its purpose. And pause, and then opening and closing the fist. And pause, and then we will continue that tomorrow. I fully realize that some of you have various reasons that you will not be able to do any of these walking practices. So you could do some of the movement practice instead, maybe like just what we started with today. You would be moving your arm and then you just pause because you chose to pause, or you get to the end of your range of movement and you pause there. And there's many different ways you could do it. You can be opening like this and then coming back this way so that there's the turning happening with the hand. Be creative for yourself, because there's too many possible limitations for me to know. It can be, you can just move the eyes if there's nothing else you can move, or you can just move the neck if that's what you can move. Just looking for that movement, the felt sense of movement. It's very, very interesting. But before we're coming back at 3:45, and give yourself some sort of a break of some kind before 3:45. And I'm going to go do my walking now. See you at 3:45.